Please stand for entrance antiphon. Proclaim a joyful sound and let it be heard. Proclaim to the ends of the earth, the Lord has freed his people. Alleluia. Welcome, church family, as we celebrate the sixth Sunday in Easter, and also the eve of Mother's Day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and my words and what I have done and what I have failed to do through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, and the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that we may celebrate with heartfelt devotion these days of joy, which we keep in honor of the risen Lord, and that what we relieve in remembrance, we may always hold to in what we do, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and, falling at his feet, paid him homage. Peter, however, raised him up, saying, "Get up, I myself am also a human being." Then Peter proceeded to speak and said, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him." While Peter was still speaking these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the word. The circumcised believers who had accompanied Peter were astounded at the gift of the Holy Spirit. The gift of the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they could hear them speaking in tongues and glorifying God. Then Peter responded, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit even as we have?" He then ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our response is, the Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power.
The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. The Lord has made his salvation known. In the sight of the nations, he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song, sing praise. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world, so that we might have life through him. In this love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent us his Son as expiation for our sins. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you: love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. I remember hearing a story about a mother and her son. So her son, he came into the room. She was cooking something on the stove, and he had a piece of paper that he wrote a note, and he put it on top of the table while his mother was cooking. So she picked up the note, and it said at the top, "I took out the trash last week, $10. I did the dishes the week before, $5. I helped my little sister with her homework, $20. And then he wrote the total amount at the bottom. And so the mother, she saw the note and she smiled, and then she just took the note and flipped on the other side. And she wrote down, "I was in labor for 12 hours, $1,000. "I was taking care of you while I was battling a cold, $500. And then he took the note and he wrote down at the end of it, he took the note and he said, paid in full. Paid in full. When we listen to the gospel, you know, we hear our Lord, he talked to his disciples. You know, he says to them, he does not call them slaves. He called them his friends. Because now they know what he is doing. You know, the little boy, he didn't understand how much his mother sacrificed, how much our mother sacrificed for us to help us to mature and to have an understanding of what true love is. You know, the love of a mother is so powerful, it can even be saving. I remember hearing about a mother who called the police because there was a man who was standing outside of her daughter's room early in the morning, a Sunday morning, and he was a peeping Tom. And so she called the police. The police responded. They came. She was standing outside of her home, and this man was running. He escaped the police. He's running past the mother, and the mother clotheslined this guy. And she took him down. I was like, wow, that's amazing. The power of a mother's love. She was instinctively protecting her daughter. She was willing to sacrifice, not knowing whether, really, if this man had a weapon. You know, police officers always, you know, they always are aware that the suspect may have a weapon. Just because you don't see them with a weapon doesn't mean they don't have a weapon. You know, in their pockets. Maybe he could have had needles in his pockets from doing drugs. God knows what. But she instinctively just took him down, taking that risk because of her love for her daughter. So many times we see how the Lord reveals himself to us. You know, the little boy, we as children, we don't know the fullness of love until we experience it. And we realize, wow, that's what love looks like. When our mother and our father, but especially our mother, reveals to us love, we realize what it looks like, what it feels like, and that it has power for them to sacrifice themselves to prove and reveal the length and the height of their love. And so our Lord, he says to his disciples, his apostles, he was nourishing them with the love that he had experienced from his father. He's always relating it back to his father. It's not coming from a void. It's not coming from a void. He's saying, the love that the Father has for me, that I receive, I express and I reveal to you. So he received the love of the Father, and then he gives his apostles, his disciples, that love. You know, when an infant is born and nourished by the mother's milk, and then that little girl is able to become later on a mother and nourish her child. We see that we receive and then we give, right? So our Lord says to you and me, what type of love, a love that is sacrificial, not a love that's spoken through words, but a love that is revealing itself through sacrifice, to sacrifice ourselves. A love when we don't think about ourselves first, but the other, right? And so that's how the Lord is explaining to his apostles. He said, look, what I'm telling you is radical. It's different. It's so different. How different? Our Lord laid down his life for his apostles. He laid down his life for you and me. You know, our Lord tells you and me, not just as apostles, but you and me as a disciple, he wants our love to be sacrificial. And we see that sacrificial love so many times from our mother. In a powerful way, in our own personal way, we see how much our mother's sacrifice for us to have a better life, to experience that love. And when we feel that we are loved, that love is so powerful, it helps us to have self-worth. You know, unfortunately, a mother lost her son here right on Oakland Street. You know, I was shocked that this happened during the school hours. And so his sister, Miss Dominic, is our teacher, and she was very distraught. I saw her as she came. I was talking to police officers, and I was standing out there with the police officers. And I saw her go to Temple Hospital. Unfortunately, he lost his life. You know, that young man has human dignity. He has a mother that is mourning the loss of her son, the son who she held in her arms, that she nourished in her womb. And so it's so sad to see a young man lose his life and another young man have so much anger or hatred that he wants to take the life of another man. We pray in a powerful way for that young man who lost his life, his name Eric. Please keep him in your prayers. Pray for also his mother, Miss Dominic, their whole family. But we also pray for that young man who has hatred in his heart. Even though he's not physically dead, there's something dead in his soul. His soul must be dead for him to not value life. That young man is also suffering greatly, and he has a mother, just like you and me. And so we know that we have to pray for that young man, that he may turn himself in, that he may be able to have a change of heart, so that he does not continue to live that life, to repeat that sin. Because he may go on to do this over and over again. So we should pray that Jesus touches his heart with his precious blood so that his conscience becomes alive. You know, it's so sad. We see so much hate in the world. So many of our boys are feeling not loved. They're not feeling loved by their mother or maybe their father or by everyone else. We have to pray that the good Lord may reveal his love to them in a personal way. Because it's only when we receive love, the love of Christ, that is the love that saves. The love of Christ is so powerful that even suffering and death cannot extinguish that love. And so our Lord calls us not servants, not slaves. He calls us friends. And he says, love one another as I have loved you. Our Lord depends on us. He chooses to depend on us. He wants us to love one another as he loves us, so that the world becomes a place of peace. And so, brothers and sisters in Christ, even though I know you are here at this Mass, I invite you to come tomorrow. Because at the conclusion of Mass tomorrow, we are going to have a Eucharistic procession. So we're going to have the Blessed Sacrament on the altar, and we're going to bring Jesus, who's the only one that can bring peace to the world. We're going to bring the King of Peace and the Holy Eucharist. We're going to bring him and process with him into our neighborhood. And we're going to go to Oakland so that our community may see the love of Christ in the Holy Eucharist. So that our brothers and sisters in Christ do not live in fear, thinking that it's impossible. But we want to sow, plant the seeds of peace through the King of Peace. Amen. Through the intercessions of the Mother of Peace. You know, we need to bring Jesus not only into our hearts and together, but we want to bring him into the community. You know, why are we here? We're here to bring Christ to our community. We're here to plant the seeds of peace in our community. Our brothers and sisters of Christ here, we will be accountable of how we reveal the love of God to them, right? And we're blessed. We experience the love of God through each other. I feel the love of God through all of you. You know, you as my church friend, I'm feeling the love of God. And I appreciate the love that you expressed to me. As a young man that's trying to reveal the love of God to you as a priest, and you revealing the love of God to me. You know, it's that mutual self-offering, that mutual self-sacrificing of ourselves to put Christ first. And so I feel blessed to have the church as my mother. I feel blessed to have Mary as my mother. I feel blessed to have my biological mothers here, Sadhu. I feel blessed to have our sisters of St. Joseph always holding me up in prayer, and they are my spiritual mother as well. Whenever we pray for our children, when we pray every day, we think about, wow, I want to pray for that child. I want to pray for that girl. When we pray, we sacrifice our time to pray, to say an act of kindness, encouragement to our children. When we do that, we're planting the seeds of peace. Because when they experience that love, they're like, wow, you know, this person that doesn't have my last name, but they're showing me love. They're showing me attention. They're showing me encouragement. When we do that, we're planting the seeds of love. And that seed will blossom with peace. And the peace that they have, they will express in our community, in our city, in our country, in our world. You know, St. Teresa of Calcutta, someone said to her, how do I change the world? They said to her, she said, go home and love your family. Go home and love your family, because it begins in the family. And so, brothers and sisters of Christ, let us turn to our Lord to help us to have that grace, to love one another as he has loved us. Let us stand for a profession of faith.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, Jesus shares the Father's love with all of us, so we are confident to approach the Father with our needs, that the church may be a sure sign of God's love for all people, we pray to the Lord. That world leaders may do all in their power to improve conditions for families, particularly mothers who are in crisis. We pray to the Lord. That all mothers, grandmothers, those hoping to be mothers, and those who stand in the place of mothers may enjoy the love and respect of their families. We pray to the Lord. That the leaders of Ethiopia and China may bring an end to the atrocities suffered by innocent people. We pray to the Lord. That we may show our gratitude to our benefactors in definite loving ways. We pray to the Lord. For the sick of the parish and for all those whose names are listed in the bulletin, that they may be freed from danger, relieved of suffering, and embraced with compassion and God's gentle care, we pray to the Lord. For our beloved dead, for the deceased members of St. Martin de Porres parish family, and for the souls of our family and friends, that they may enjoy eternal life with the Lord in glory, we pray to the Lord. We pray for all of our mothers who, from our church family, both living and deceased. We pray that God may bless all of them. We pray to the Lord. I will ask for all those who are not mothers to be seated now. I will say a prayer of blessing for all mothers. For our fathers who have given us life and love, that we may show them respect and love, we pray to our Lord to bless all these mothers. For the fathers and knows, God our Father, in your wisdom and love, you made all things. Bless these women, that they may be strengthened as Christian mothers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant them we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. Grant this through Christ our Lord. May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So mothers, if you could please come forward in a line to receive your flowers and also your holy card. Which one do we want? And I already gave you one earlier. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, but will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord
God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, what will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May our prayers rise up to you, O Lord, together with the sacrificial offerings, so that purified by your graciousness, we may be conformed to the mysteries of your mighty love. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to claim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to laud you more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For with the old order destroyed, a universe cast down is renewed, and integrity of life is restored to us in Christ. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic host, singing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread and gave you thanks. He said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension to heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church, and recognize in his sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
may make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose conscience session your presence, we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant, Francis, our Pope, and Nelson, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people we have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom some before you, and your compassionate, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world, to our departed brothers and sisters, and to all pleasing to you at their passing from this life. Give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory. Through Christ our Lord, through whom we store in the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, a form of divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body of Christ came saved to life. If you love me, keep my commandments, says the Lord. And I will ask the Father, and he will send you another Paraclete to abide with you forever. Alleluia. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who restore us to eternal life and the resurrection of Christ. Increase in us, we pray, the fruits of this Paschal sacrament, and pour into our hearts the strength of this saving food through Christ our Lord. So this Thursday is Holy Thursday, Ascension, and we will have Mass here in the chapel in the rectory at 7 a.m. We will also have Mass at 6 p.m. here in church. So you're more than welcome to join us for either 7 a.m. or 6 p.m. to celebrate our Lord's ascension to heaven. That would be great to see everyone present for that. I want us to give a round of applause for all of our mothers who are present here, for our appreciation. I know being a mother is not an easy role in any time of our society, but also especially now, I think it's a hard role for a mother to raise a child and a father as well. But I want us to also acknowledge in a special way our blessed mother. So if you can join me in saying a Hail Mary together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, in the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Go in peace.